Are gemstone dice worth it? 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Genuine gemstone dice, hand-carved from natural stone like amethyst, tiger's eye, or obsidian, are worth it for collectors and display-minded players who want a heavy, one-of-a-kind object and accept two real trade-offs. They chip more easily than resin or metal, and natural density variation makes them less perfectly balanced. They are not worth it if you want a tournament fair roller or something you can drop on a hardwood floor without flinching. Beware the fakes that flood marketplaces. Purple or white turquoise is usually dyed howlite or magnesite, and cat's eye is fiber optic glass, not stone. Both are fine objects, but they are not the gemstone the listing implies. Let me check that before we say it. That's how every entry in this library gets written, and gemstone dice are a topic that rewards the habit more than almost any other. A D20 cut from real amethyst has a cold heft and an internal glow that no resin can fake. But gemstone is doing enormous work on these pages, and the marketplace is loud with things that aren't quite what their names promise. Dyed howlite in turquoise's costume, fiber optic glass calling itself cat's eye, reconstituted powder, pressed back into a shape and called stone. So this guide does two things at once. First, the case for real gemstone dice, what they are, why they cost what they cost, and the two hard limits, chipping and balance, that no maker engineers away. Second, the authentication, how to read the real stone from the dressed-up version, stone by stone, in language you can use while staring at a listing. Puzzlewick doesn't sell dice, we're a library, not a shop. When a set is worth pointing at, I'll name the maker and the price I verified. When I couldn't verify something, I'll tell you so plainly rather than guess. One note on tone, I'm not anti-gemstone. I own the case for them warmly. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly are gemstone dice? Gemstone dice are polyhedral dice cut and ground from a solid piece of natural mineral or rock, then engraved, and usually ink-filled, with numerals. A standard 7-piece set is the D20, D12, 2 D10s, the 0 to 9 and the 0 to 90, D8, D6 and D4, exactly the same shapes as your acrylic dice, just carved from stone instead of poured into a mold. That carved from a solid piece part is the whole identity of the category, and it's worth slowing down on. Because each die is cut from natural material, every set is literally one of a kind. The banding in a tiger's eye, the cloud fields in a fluorite, the depth of a black obsidian all vary piece to piece. Reputable makers say this plainly. Norse Foundry's amethyst listing tells buyers that because the dice are hand-carved and sandblasted, to allow for slight variations in size, shape, colouring and number placement, Awesome Dice describes their sets as hand-carved from actual stones, which makes each set genuinely one of a kind. That variation is the feature you're paying for. The trap is that gemstone is a marketing word, not a guarantee of anything. It can mean a genuine single-origin mineral, real amethyst from Uruguay. It can mean a dyed cheaper stone wearing a fancier stone's name, purple turquoise that's actually dyed howlite. It can mean a reconstituted material, real mineral ground to powder, mixed with resin, and pressed back into a block. Or it can mean glass with a poetic name, cat's eye. All four can appear in the same marketplace search. The rest of this guide is mostly about telling them apart. A 7-piece set, defined when a maker lists a 7-piece, gemstone set they mean D20, D12, 2 D10s, 0 to 9 and 0 to 90, D8, D6, D4. Read the photo and the piece count before you read the price. First authentication question, what's the single material? A genuine gemstone die is one continuous piece of one stone. If a listing's language slides toward crafted from gemstone powder, reconstituted, pressed, composite or synthetic, it's telling you quietly that it isn't a solid natural stone. That's not always a deal-breaker, but it should change the price you'll pay. How do you spot a fake or dressed-up gemstone set? Here's where I get exacting, because this is the section that saves you money. The good news is the most common imposters give themselves away if you know the tells. Purple turquoise, / white turquoise, equals almost always dyed howlite or magnesite. Natural white howlite is a soft, chalky stone with grey veining that takes dye beautifully. Dyed blue, it impersonates turquoise so well it fools almost everyone. Rocktumbler.com, the same trick produces purple turquoise, red turquoise, and so on. Turquoise does not naturally occur in those candy colours. The tells, Dye pools darker inside the cracks and veins, bring it to your eye and look at the seams. Howlite is soft enough that the surface scratches easily, and the trade often relabels it turquoise or white turquoise to stay technically not lying. None of this makes dyed howlite a bad object, it's just not turquoise and shouldn't be priced like it. Cat's eye equals glass, not gemstone. This one is unambiguous and the makers themselves admit it. Those mesmerizing glowing band, cat's eye dice are fiber optic synthetic glass, thin glass fibers fused into a block. Norse Foundry sells them and titles the product in plain text, Cat's Eye 7-piece RPG set glass dice, stating outright that Cat's Eye stones are made of fiber optic synthetic glass. GIA documents fiber optic glass as the standard imitation of natural chatoyant, Cat's Eye gems, identifiable under magnification by a honeycomb structure on the side and parallel tubes on top. Buy them if you love the look, just know you're buying glass at a glass price, not chrysoberyl. Reconstituted / pressed stone. Some affordable turquoise, malachite and amber dice are real mineral ground to powder and bonded with resin. Tells, suspiciously uniform color and pattern, nature is messier, a seam or flow line and a lighter, warmer to the touch feel than solid stone. Reputable sellers disclose this, sketchy ones don't. If it's named after color, be suspicious stones are usually named for the mineral, amethyst, obsidian, sodalite, not the marketing color. Purple turquoise, rainbow obsidian glass, blue goldstone, color first names are where the dyed howlite and the fiber optic glass live. A real mineral name plus a stated origin is the green flag. Margot's 30-second fake test 1, look at the cracks under good light, dye pooling in seams means dyed howlite magnesite. 2, heft it, real stone is heavier and colder than resin, pressed composite is lighter and warms fast. 3, check the name. Cat's eye and goldstone are glass by definition. 4. Read the seller, no stated origin or Mohs number is itself an answer. Will gemstone dice chip and which stones actually survive play? Yes, they chip. This is the single most important sentence in any honest gemstone dice guide, and the makers themselves whisper it in their care notes. Awesome Dice says their stone dice are naturally softer than metal and more delicate than synthetic materials, and ask to be handled with respect. Dicecraft Lab puts the trade-off bluntly. Drop a fluorite D20 on a hardwood floor and you'll likely lose a corner. Even harder stones like amethyst can chip on impact with tile, concrete, or other hard surfaces. The key concept, and the one most listings ignore, is that Mohs hardness measures scratch resistance, not toughness. Hardness tells you whether something can scratch the surface. Toughness tells you whether it shatters or chips when it hits an edge. A die can be hard and still brittle. As Dicecraft Lab notes, even quartz varieties, Mohs 7 will chip if they hit a hard edge at the wrong angle. The cleanest example runs the other way. Jade is softer on paper, Mohs tilde 6-7, but exceptionally tough, so it resists breaking better than its hardness suggests. Meanwhile, obsidian is natural volcanic glass, Mohs tilde 5-5.5, and fractures conchoidally into genuinely sharp edges, which is why a chipped obsidian die can actually cut. So the practical ranking for people who want to roll their dice, not shelf them. Quartz family stones, amethyst, tiger's eye, rose quartz, agate, jasper, all near Mohs 7, and tough stones like jade are your best bets. Obsidian is dramatic and popular but brittle at the edges, and the soft stones are display pieces, full stop. Fluorite, Mohs 4, chips from a short drop. Selenite, Mohs 2, scratches under fingernail. Malachite, Mohs 3.5-4, is gorgeous and soft. Buy those because they're beautiful and roll them on felt, gently if at all. A dice tray isn't optional, it's the price of entry if you're not willing to roll on felt, neoprene, or in a lined tray. You're not actually willing to own gemstone dice, you're willing to own a chipped set in 6 months. The tray is part of the purchase. Budget for it the same day you budget for the dice. Match the stone to your table, not to Instagram hardwood or stone tabletop and an enthusiastic roller. Stay in the quartz family, amethyst, tiger's eye, agate, jasper or jade, and use a tray. Want fluorite, selenite or malachite? Treat them as display dice and ceremonial rolls only. The prettiest stone on the shelf is often the worst stone for play. Are gemstone dice actually balanced and readable? Two honest caveats here, and neither is a deal breaker, but you should hear them before you spend. Balance. Natural stone has internal density variations. A vein here, a slightly denser patch there. Mass-produced acrylic and especially precision machine metal dice are far more uniform. so a gemstone dye will, on average, show more bias in a float salt water balance test than a quality resin or metal dye. Dicecraft Labs verdict. Run a gemstone dye through a dice balance test and you'll almost always find more bias than in a quality resin or metal dye. For home D&D and narrative play, this is almost always irrelevant. The bias is small and the dice roll fine. For anything where provable fairness matters, gemstone is the wrong tool, and that's a feature of the material limit, not a maker defect. Readability. Stone is rarely high contrast, and translucent or pale stones are the worst offenders. A white or light gold ink fill almost disappears against translucent rose quartz or pale amethyst. This is why the better makers ink the engraving for visibility, Elderwood Academy explicitly inks their numerals, and why darker, opaque stones, obsidian, tiger's eye, hematite, sodalite, dark agate, read far more easily across a table than pale translucent ones. If you wear readers or game in dim light, weight your choice toward an opaque stone with a contrasting fill, and look for photos of the actual numerals, not just a glamour shot of the stone. Net. Gemstone dice are good enough rollers for the vast majority of players and beautiful objects for all of them, but if perfect balance or instant legibility is non-negotiable, the material itself is fighting you, and no price tier fixes that. What experienced buyers actually do, the most common pattern among people who own multiple gemstone sets. They keep one durable, readable set in rotation, often obsidian or a quartz family stone, and treat the rest as display pieces. The Dicecraft Lab author admits owning three sets and actively using one, the other two live on a shelf. That's not failure, that's the category working as intended. What's the real price and where should you actually buy? Let me give you verified numbers, not vibes. Where to buy? I'd steer you toward named makers with stated stone origins and care policies over anonymous marketplace listings. Norse Foundry, Dark Elf Dice, Elderwood Academy, Dice Dungeons, and Awesome Dice all name the stone, state hardness or sourcing, and publish return damage policies. Norse Foundries covers damaged on arrival with photo documentation. The Etsy and marketplace world has genuine artisans, and the dyed howlite glass crowd in the same search. If you shop there, apply the 30-second fake test and demand the stone's real name and origin in writing before you pay. Prices verified June 2026, and they move. Every figure above was read off the maker's own page at the time of writing. Sale prices and stock change constantly, and several of these makers run frequent sales. Dark Elf Dice's list was mid-sale when checked. Treat the numbers as a reliable range, not a frozen quote, and confirm on the maker's page before buying. Buy the maker, not the marketplace, a named maker that states stone plus origin plus Mohs plus a damage policy has skin in the game. An anonymous listing with a color first name and no origin doesn't. Pay the small premium for the transparent seller. It's cheaper than discovering your amethyst is dyed glass after it arrives. So who are gemstone dice genuinely for? Here's my plain verdict, sorted by who you are. Buy them if you're a collector or a display-minded player. You love the heft, the cold, and the one-of-a-kind banding. You'll use a tray and store them in foam. And you treat them as treasured objects that happen to roll rather than tools that must roll perfectly. If you want exactly one set to be your beloved, real dice, this is a yes. And skip the soft stones entirely as players' dice. Fluorite, selenite, and malachite are shelf art. And whatever you do, buy the stone you think you're buying. The single most common gemstone dice regret isn't chipping or balance, it's discovering that the purple turquoise was dyed howlite or the cat's eye was glass. That regret is 100% preventable with the fake spotting tools above. Know the stone, pay the stone's fair price, roll it on felt, and a gemstone set will reward you for years. That's the honest case, warts, glow, and all. First gemstone set. Start with obsidian or a quartz family stone. Dicecraft Lab's own advice to first-timers. Start with an obsidian set. The shelf and rotation rhythm, most happy owners land on the same rhythm over time. One rugged set rolls, the gorgeous but fragile ones are displayed and brought out for special moments. If that sounds joyful rather than wasteful to you, you're exactly who gemstone dice are for. Final verdict. Genuine gemstone dice are worth it for the right person. Lead with the quartz family, amethyst, tiger's eye, agate, jasper, or tough jade if you actually roll. Lead with obsidian for drama and readability. Relegate fluorite, selenite, and malachite to the shelf. If you need a provably fair, drop-proof roller, buy acrylic or metal instead. That's not a knock on gemstone dice, it's just the wrong tool for that job. Above all, buy the stone you think you're buying. Cat's eye is glass, purple turquoise is usually dyed howlite, and the only common gemstone dice regret that's 100 preventable is paying gemstone prices for neither. Know the stone, pay its fair price, roll it gently, and it'll reward you for years. Frequently asked questions: are gemstone dice worth the money? For players who need provable fairness or who roll hard on hard surfaces, no, acrylic or metal is more durable and better balanced for far less. Worth depends entirely on whether you value the object or the function. Do gemstone dice chip easily? More easily than resin or metal? Yes, even hard quartz family stones, Mohs 7, can chip on impact with tile, concrete or a hard edge, and soft stones like fluorite, Mohs 4, can lose a corner from a short drop. Always roll them on felt, neoprene or in a lined tray and store them in foam. A tray isn't optional with gemstone dice. How can I tell if gemstone dice are real or fake? Check four things: the name, a real mineral name like amethyst beats a color first name like purple turquoise. The cracks, dye pooling in seams means dyed howlite magnesite. The heft, real stone is heavier and stays cooler than resin or pressed composite. And the seller, a maker who states the stone's origin and Mohs hardness has nothing to hide. And remember, cat's eye is glass by definition, not gemstone. Is cat's eye a real gemstone in dice? No, in the dice world, cat's eye means fiber optic synthetic glass, not natural chrysoberyl. Makers state this themselves. Norse Foundry literally titles their cat's eye product glass dice, and notes the stones are fiber optic glass. They look fantastic and are fine to own, just buy them as glass at a glass price, not as a gemstone. What does purple turquoise or white turquoise actually mean? Usually dyed howlite or magnesite, soft white stones dyed to mimic turquoise. Turquoise doesn't naturally come in those candy colors, and the dye gives it away by pooling darker in the cracks and veins. It's sometimes relabeled turquoise. Fine as an inexpensive stone, just don't pay genuine turquoise prices for it. Are gemstone dice balanced enough for serious play? For home D&D and narrative games, yes, the bias from natural density variation is small and harmless. For anything requiring provable fairness, no. A balance test will almost always show more bias in stone than in a quality resin or precision metal dye. That's a limit of natural material, not a maker defect, and no price tier removes it. Which gemstone is best for dice you'll actually roll? Quartz family stones, amethyst, tiger's eye, agate, jasper, near Mohs 7, for everyday durability, or jade for its exceptional toughness. It resists shattering better than its hardness suggests. Obsidian reads beautifully and is popular, but is brittle volcanic glass. Avoid soft stones, fluorite, selenite, malachite, as players' dice, their display pieces. Why is hardness not the same as durability for dice? Mohs hardness measures scratch resistance, toughness measures resistance to chipping or shattering. A die can be hard and still brittle, even quartz at Mohs 7 chips if it hits a hard edge wrong. Conversely, jade is softer on the scale but very tough, so it survives impacts better. For dice, you want both a decent hardness and good toughness, which is why jade and the quartz family are the safe bets. How much do real gemstone dice cost? Prices verified June 2026 and shift with frequent sales. Confirm on the maker's page.